Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today, as you know, is the most auspicious day of Sri Narasimha Chaturdashi, commemorating the appearance of Sri Narasimha Dev in this world. Is it the most auspicious, or is Janmashtami the most auspicious, or Radhashtami the most auspicious, or Gaurpurnima the most auspicious? They're all the most auspicious. It's all unlimited. So when you get to unlimited, it's all the same. Not exactly. It's not difficult to mathematically show that some infinite series can be more than another infinite series. But anyway, I could explain it in 2 minutes, but I won't bother. It's the most auspicious day. Every day in Krishna consciousness is auspicious. We begin every day with Mangal Arati, which is auspicious. But some days are very special. And we're in the most auspicious place. Most auspicious? Yes, most auspicious place. Non-different from Jagannath Puri, in the holy dham of Navadvip. And we're having a most auspicious ceremony here of initiation into the Sri Brahma Madhva Gauriya Vaishnav Sampradaya. I think there's a not so auspicious insect in my ear. Could someone? Oh, maybe it left now. I felt something crawling around. Yeah, seems to have gone. A most auspicious start to your spiritual life, but your spiritual life already started. Now it's another start. Every day, every moment is a start. Going forward, it sounds like a New Age inspirational talk. Every moment is a new start. But that's applicable in Krishna consciousness. But it is weighty. I've been picking up that word from you. It is guru. What is going on now is guru, means weighty. Eto brahmanda bhari ananta jiva ganchaur asshi lakha jonite kariye brahman. Unlimited jivas are wandering in the universe in 84 lakh species of life. Brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata beach. Out of all these unlimited jivas, one who is very fortunate gets the seed of devotional service by the mercy of guru and Krishna. So it's a beginning. It's planting the seed. After you plant the seed, you have to care for it. This extended metaphor is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope you know it. If you don't know it, well, You can learn it. You can read teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The seed has to be cultivated by the gardener. Having received the seed of devotional service, one has to cultivate this like a gardener by putting water. The water is hearing and chanting. And it's understood that this is hearing and chanting about Krishna. And one has to be attentive because when water goes on the ground, or if you water the ground, not only will the seed that you have planted come up, but other seeds, unwanted seeds, can also grow up. So one has to be attentive to root out, to weed out the unwanted plants that are expected to grow up with the creeper of devotional service. And also one has to put a fence around the garden, just like there is some fencing here is put to cordon off the yajna and initiation area. So in the same way, the garden of devotional service has to be protected from the elephantine offense of Vaishnava aparad, offending Vaishnavas, and all other kinds of offenses also. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in accord with Shastra and tradition, would either personally or through his disciples at the time of giving Harinam initiation would have an explanation of the 10 offenses to be avoided. 10 offenses toward the holy name. So the point I'm making here is that initiation is formal admission into the bhakti school. There are various bhakti schools. Ours is the Brahma Madhva Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Particularly, we come in the Bhaktivinod Dhara, or the flow from Bhaktivinod Thakur. And even more particularly, we come in the Sarasvat line, the line coming from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And even more particularly, we identify ourselves as Prabhupada Anugas, followers of Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose mercy and on whose behalf I am initiating today. So we are being admitted into the Sampradaya formally. It's not that you're not a devotee until you take initiation, but it's formal initiation. And the point I'm making is that you have to do your work also. You have to pour on the water of hearing and chanting. You have to protect the garden from offenses, and you have to weed out the nishidacha kutinati jibe hingjon lab puja pratishta adi jata upashakagon. The weeds, you have to take out the weeds of forbidden behavior, duplicity, violence to living beings, the desire for wealth, honor, position, name, fame and glory, and others, one has to do one's own work. So definitely this initiation is a manifestation of mercy. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Prasad, Srila Prabhupada, when speaking, would often quote that as Guru Krishna Kripai. It's the same thing. But at the same time, we should understand we have to do our own work. The Guru is not a magic man who transforms. What is that? Cinderella? Something like that. You put the shoe on and then you become a princess. Something like that. There are stories. Well, there is a transformation. But you have to do your own work. Just like you can see advertisements for transformation. You are 50 kilos overweight. You take this process and you can become the right weight. But it's not just by signing up to the course. And you have to do your work with enthusiasm, determination, faith that it's going to work, patience, following the prescribed process, as others have done also, one has to follow the prescribed process. And ultimately, it all depends on Krishna's mercy in anything, even losing weight. Everything depends on Krishna. Ultimately, His hand is there. You may lose weight, and then before you finish, you die. And then you lose all your weight because you lose your body altogether. Then you might become an elephant. Or if you want to lose weight, you could become a fly. You want to be very light, you can become a fly. So anyway, the point is we have to do our work. You are being initiated into a lot of hard work. Serious stuff. The good thing about it is that this hard work is very enjoyable, but it's serious. No meat eating. It's not just Westerners for whom this is difficult. Most Bengalis, it's very difficult for them to even think of becoming a niramishashi, an eater of non-veg foods. So many Bengalis, they love chanting Hare Krishna, but many of them don't even like the idea of giving up eating fish. It's a big thing. It's a heavy commitment. Maybe some of you never did it in your life. I'm not one of them. Haven't done it for quite a long time now. But it is difficult, and it is serious. You may think a little bit of fish, what's the harm there? So many times people ask me that question. What's the harm? Krishna is very merciful. He won't mind if you eat little fish. Well, he does mind. No meat eating, no illicit sex. It's a difficult one for many, if not most. So at least one has to take the vow that physical sexual activities were only within the sacred institution of marriage, and that should be for propagation of children. Anyway, you know all these things, but I'm just trying to bring to your attention that it is very serious. Unfortunately, whatever precautions we take to try and screen devotees before initiation, some of them, after taking their initiation vows, fail to follow them. And it becomes as if normal that, well, it's okay, what can you do? We're weak. And we may not be very dismissive or condemnatory of those who do fall away because we want to encourage them to come back. But at the same time, we should understand it's not good at all. Taking these vows is a very serious thing. It's a formal admission of a desire for self-transformation. It's not anything light. Much more could be said about this. Just now I'm not going to say anything more.